Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Korach is a doozy that I could never quite wrap my head around, along with the eagle and the meraglim. What happens is Korach mounts a mutiny of sorts, questioning the leadership of both Moshe and Aaron, wondering if there's nepotism at play, and he, Korach, is just as worthy to lead Klal Yisrael or be the Kohen Gadol. He has a posse that includes Dathan, Aviram, and 250 men. So Moshe sets up a test of sorts where they would bring Ketores and see who Hashem accepts as Kohen Gadol. Moshe tries to convince Korach's people to not do it because he knew it wouldn't end well, but people are people, and they tried. And as you know, the ground opened up, swallowing Korach and his family, and the fire consumed the others. Subsequently, there's a makkah, a plague, and Aaron halted it by bringing the Ketores between the living and the dead. Next, all the Nesiim put their matah in the Kodesh Kodeshim as a type of submission to see who should lead, and Aaron's was the only one to blossom and grow almonds. And this proved his position as Kohen Gadol had real authority. After this, Hashem says that Leviim get a whole bunch of stuff, teruma of grain, wine, oil, and livestock, as well as other gifts. Leviim will also not have a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They will receive miser from everyone, and in turn, they will give miser, other miser, to the Kohanim. And that's the parsha. Let's continue with a short vart, this one brought to you by the Be'er Yosef. There's a very obvious and glaring question on all this. What was Korach thinking? Did he really think he could go against Moshe? Did he really think he was that great? Where did this chutzpah come from? He wouldn't have started a fight he didn't know he could finish, because that's dumb. And don't forget, Korach was a really, really holy and worthy man. He carried the Aron. And that's not a job for a simpleton. How did he go so astray? There are many answers to this question, from look at his wife to Gaiva. What I'm going to look at, or what the Be'er Yosef looked at, is that there's a medrash that Korach had seen in Ruach HaKodesh that Shmuel HaNavi would descend from him. And the medrash learns from Tehillim that Shmuel was as great as Moshe and Aaron. With that reasoning, Korach thought, if I have such a descendant, I must take action to actually bring this descendant into reality. And that's where he went wrong, where the Meraglim went wrong, and Lahavdil, Voldemort, went wrong as well. Korach thought he had to do something to make the vision he saw happen, but really, he totally misread the situation. He was zocheh to Shmuel because Hashem doesn't hold back schar. And through Korach's missteps, his sons did real tshuva. Moshe emes, Visoresa emes, those words are still ringing. Through his rebellion came a huge Kiddush Hashem that solidified Hashem's sovereignty and Moshe's leadership. Shmuel only came because Korach botched so badly that the resulting correction was that great. Shmuel was not a result of Korach's actual holy persona. Same goes with the Meraglim. They saw that they weren't going to be the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael. So in order to prevent that from happening, they slandered the land and delayed entering the land so that what they saw wouldn't happen. But in actuality, they caused their own downfall by saying Lashon Hara. In Ruach HaKodesh, people see the end result, not the steps that it took to get there. And when they see the result, they're blinded by it, trying to either make it happen or subvert it, not realizing they're playing right into it. You can't outsmart the Torah. You can't outsmart Hashem. We think we want to know how our stories end, but look at Korach and the Meraglim, Tzadikim, all of them, really, and see how little foreknowledge worked out for them. And don't think I forgot about Voldemort. For those of you Potterheads, you can connect the dots yourself. Wishing you beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.